Got calls coming in and everything. First of all, I just want to welcome you all to the prayer call, the repentance and prayer today. I want you, these are the four ground rules I have. Be respectful of one another. If you want to join in on a prayer, feel free to do that. Just kind of wait for each person to get in the prayer that they want to say. I leave that open to everybody. And then if there's any noise or distraction going on in your home, like dogs barking or whatever might come up, just mute your phone. And then if you need to get a hold of me while we're praying and you want to say something, you can text me at the phone number that's on the Strike Force of Prayer, 253-910-2348. And just remember that this is a sacred time of prayer. And you can find any information at strikeforceofprayer.com. I'm recording it now, so we'll have it on the online probably later tonight or early tomorrow. And so if you want, just share the webpage with others and invite them to join. Like I said, Larry Nichols will have another call at 10 o'clock, and you're welcome to come back to that. Using the same numbers and code, and I think that's about it. That's all the ground rules I have. And Richard, if you just watch to see how things go, and at the end, if you just kind of close the prayer off, I deeply appreciate that. And anybody that wants to join in will be able to. If you don't, just silently agree or however you want to do that, express that, and we'll go from there. Okay. God bless you for being here. Heavenly Father, we ask that you release your warrior angels to protect us from any of the snares or tricks of the enemy. Protect each and every one of us on this call, those present and all those who are joining us in spirit. Keep us off the radar of the enemy. What we bring before you is sacred between us, and we want it protected from the enemy. We want to keep ourselves focused on you and our hearts open to hear your words that you will speak into us. Strengthen us to do battle to help and increase the range of outreach for the harvest of souls in our day. We know, Lord, the key for the harvest is to come with a humble, contrite heart, open to repenting in any area of our life where we have failed in struggles to live by your truth, the truth that you have revealed to us. We come repenting of any past failures to spread the good news and anything that we've done to hinder the spread of the good news through fear, anxiety, lack of service, and unwillingness to speak the truth, all that hinders the harvest of souls. Today, Lord, we put a special emphasis on the laborers for the harvest in our day. First of all, we pray for apostles, men and women who have been anointed to lead us in this present time. Protect those who are called to be examples of the image of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus. Give them wisdom in making decisions to lead your called out ones in this time of prayer. May they have the humility to give you all the glory and honor and worship. Lord, we ask that you would help them clean the house, your house, the sacred house, the church, of those who have led us astray and saw their own glory instead of yours, and follow after the riches of this world instead of the riches that you offer us. Let men and women like Dutch Sheets, Cheon, John Kilpatrick, and others continue to offer their leadership and sacrifice for the truth of the good news to spread in our nation. We pray also for prophets. We repent of listening to the prophets of doom and gloom, those who have falsely led us to believe this and that about the rapture instead of focusing on what we are here for in the harvesting of souls. We want no more speculations of the mind, but those who truly are under your anointing and have a heart close to yours. The hedge of protection around such men and women like Mark Taylor and Bishop Hammond, Brenda and Hank Kuhneman, John and Rachel Enlau, Chuck Pierce, and others who lead us into the labor you have assigned us. We pray for evangelists. Lord, we seek protection for those who are willing to proclaim your word, your good news. Protect those who are willing to sacrifice their lives by being living examples of Jesus. Men and women in our day like Franklin Graham, Greg Lowry, Todd White, Dan Moeller, and others. We seek protection for those who we can call street fighters in our day, like Coach Dave Dovenmeyer and his team, Rusty Thomas, Father Frank Pavone, Alveda King, and others who are fighting abortion and the culture of death. They are willing to bring light into the darkness. We are thankful for all who are willing to stir your church awareness of its being built up in the kingdom, for we are the laborers in the harvest. Once we repent, we are called to spread what we have been given freely to others in the name of Jesus, to share life and to spread the light. We pray for pastors. Protect those who are called to nurture us and disciple us to follow your son's example of obedience to do your will. Anoint them and protect them in their calling, like Mark Biltz, Ernie Sanders, Joe Larson, and so many other good men and women who are willing to humbly leave all behind and be one with you in thought, word, and deed. Give them wisdom to follow after the truth and show others the way. We pray for teachers. Protect those who are who truly know you and are here to instruct us and show us the way and stand for truth in our daily walk of faith. Men and women who have learned through their life experiences to teach we, your people, and our children, and our grandchildren. Men and women like Larry Nichols, Melissa Leggett, and others, by example and word, are leading us to take America back with a strong spiritual foundation. Lord, we want protection for those who teach our children, especially those who are close to our hearts and do not get the recognition they deserve even in our prayers. Thank you for the gift of men and women who are willing to sacrifice. And finally, Lord, we pray for the church, which is us. Cleansed by the blood of Jesus, we are your called out ones. We are called to walk as Jesus, Yeshua, walked. Keep our house clean now and cleanse out those who must repent. Show them conviction through the Holy Spirit to be in the world, but not of it. As you cleanse our house, we will see our land cleansed from all iniquity and corruption. Lord, we know the harvest has begun, and all of us who are of one mind and heart and voice are here as laborers of the harvest. We give you honor and praise and glory in this sacred time of bringing souls into the kingdom. We make our prayer in the name and authority of Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Gerard?
Lord Jesus, I just want to pray for forgiveness for all the football players and who aren't standing, and I pray that somehow somebody will get that song America by Ray Charles. That will get to them. That will get them standing. So I just ask for forgiveness for all of them. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we come to you today as your children, and we come to you today in unity, everyone on this prayer call. Heavenly Father, we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And in accordance with that, we are true believers. And Father, we just pray for a great repentance across America on things that have been so evil and corrupt and wicked, Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive us in every single state, wherever we might have feet on the ground, Lord, on this call, for not speaking out earlier against the things that have changed America to the and brought us to the brink of where we are right now. Father, forgive us for not speaking out more boldly. Father, forgive our pastors for not speaking out more boldly or for following the 501c3 rules. Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking you to reveal all the truth of all the corruption that's going across America, the bribes that are being done with across the board in elected officials in our schools, and every single place in business and industry across the board, the lobbyists everywhere, Father. Father, we just come to you praying for our president, President Donald Trump. Father, we thank you for having him to be chosen and elected from this last election. And Father, we just ask that you give him supernatural, divine, Holy Spirit-anointed leadership across the board. Give him supernatural energy, health, and clarity of thinking and decision-making. Have him, Lord, make the right decisions in bringing in the right people to do those things that need to be done to straighten out this country. Father, you're a great and awesome God, and you can do that in a heartbeat. And Father, we know that you have a certain love for your true believers that will never depart. And Father, we ask that you empower all of us and those other true believers that need to rise up across this country and form prayer groups and to return to you and repent and go back to you, Father, in following your commandments, your laws, and your ways of doing things. Father, we just ask that all the corruption be revealed. Let it all be seen. And Father, we just pray for Attorney General Jeff Sessions, that he, in the power that he has in his position, and he is a true believer, Lord, we know that, that he can then do those things that need to be done to enforce your laws and the laws of this country, Lord. Father, we just pray for a great movement among all people to rise up and take back all those freedoms that have been lost over time. Father, we just pray for each and every person on this call, Lord, that you will lead them to do those things they need to do every minute and every day to further your kingdom and your efforts that you would have us to do, Lord. Bless each and every person on this call as well, Lord, and their families. Give them great abundance in all ways, in finances, Lord, in health, in energy, in life. Father, you are the God that gave us life. And Father, just help us, Lord, to do those things that would please you as you would have us to do. These things we ask in the name, power, and authority of the one true Messiah, Mashiach Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So Jesus, we know that you see, you are sovereign, and you see into the hearts of men. You know that you have said in your word, woe to those who call evil good. And that's what we've done in America, and we want to repent. We have exploited poor people. We call it the lottery. And it's wrong. We repent of taking their money away. We reward laziness and call it welfare. Father, we repent. We want people to work. You want people to work. We shall not eat if we don't work, you've said. And so, and they've also killed children. We call it choice, but it's a culture of death. Father, it's wrong, and we repent of that. We repent of these things. We know you have said, woe to those who call evil good. And it says, so you plan to send woe to those people who send the evil good. And we believe that. And we ask that you would expose evil and clean it up. You would drain the swamp, as the saying goes. That you know the hearts of who needs to be removed from office and he needs to be put in. I ask you, raise up godly, God-fearing people who love you to have elected offices and to do what is right in this country. So search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin. Set us free. We thank you that you have done that in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Anyone else like to add a prayer?
You know, my name is Lorraine Mannion, and I just heard about your prayer group this week listening to InfoWars and Larry Nichols. And I wanted to join to pray with you guys, but also to share with you the event that is happening, the 100th anniversary just happens to be this Friday, with regard to Our Lady of Fatima's appearance 100 years ago in Fatima, Portugal. I am a traditional Catholic, and the significance of this 100th anniversary is so intrinsic in her prophecies to all that is happening right now. I don't know if many of you know of this story of Our Lady of Fatima, but the fact that the 100th anniversary is this Friday, we are doing rosary rallies all over the country, and praying for these things that are happening. I mean, she warned 100 years ago these things would happen. She warned of the First World War and the end of it. She warned of the coming of World War II, and it came. And this was all part of her appearance to these three children that she appeared to. And she also predicted these events that are happening now and unfolding, and she gave a way out of it. She gave a prescription for what the church should be doing or could be doing to avoid it all. And the church has failed to do as heaven has requested. But she also gave the people a way to bring it about, and that is by praying the rosary. And the priest at church this week had said, you know, you don't have to be Catholic to say the rosary. But if, as she requested, enough people do say it, we can reduce the destruction and the events that are unfolding. So I just wanted to share with you that I don't know if, you know, many of you understand or do pray or know how to pray the rosary, but I would encourage everyone to do it even if you're not Catholic. And I could also give the name of an organization that has been the one and only voice to the truth of this whole message, if anyone is interested.
Well, maybe you could send that information to me at strikeforceofprayer.com on the email address that's there, and I'll forward to those that are interested in doing that.
Okay.
And so now, in Jesus' name, anyone else that would like to add a prayer to on the prayer call here?
Yeah, I'd like to. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got busy for a minute and kind of forgot what I was going to pray about. But, I remember one thing. Yeah, I want to rebuke the spirit of deception that's taken over the church. It's been a great deception. People think that stealing is better than giving, and is better than love. And so I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Bind it, cast it off. I loose the angel of the Lord to grind it to powder and go to heaven. Jesus. And I lose the spirit of love, and I lose the spirit of joy upon the true saints of God. The oil of Aaron, I loose it upon you and upon us, and let it flow through the saints, so that the love may be the love that we have for one another. Let the world become jealous. I pray that in Jesus' name. I really, you know, there's a lot to what the woman just said about praying the rosary. I'm not a Catholic, but I got touched heavily by a song that the Catholics sing. I can't remember the Heavenly Father. We bring the blood of Jesus to you. Anyway, I'll send the copy of the song to Michael. Check it out on his website or whatever. But it's very powerful. Anyway, and Father, God bless everybody. Bless this nation, Lord. I just pray that you continue to do the work that you started many years ago. I know you're bringing this country to repent and bringing the church to repent. And you're going to make America strong again. And we thank you for that. Bless your name. We thank you. Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Oh, I thank you, Lord, that you're just so amazing how you've set up this group of prayer warriors and people to pray throughout our land, Lord. And I know that you're doing many things that we don't even see, Lord, on behalf of your people. And just thank you that you're having mercy and grace at this time towards us, Lord, that you let us continue. And I just pray that any thing that the enemy wants to do, that you would thwart it, Lord, and any crafty schemes to get behind the scenes and bring out the evil would instead be turned on their head, Lord, and the evil would be put down in all of its forms, Lord. I just thank you that you would send more angels, whatever we need, to our land, Lord, to help us, especially your church, to be able to focus more on you and your ways and your word and your truth and how to share you with others, Lord. We really need your help, Lord. I know that we're just living in this sinful, fallen world, but yet we've been redeemed out of it by your precious blood. And so I pray you would help us to rise above the normal course of daily worldly business and be seated with you in the heavenly places that we already are, Lord, and operate accordingly, Lord, with your will. And I just look forward to seeing all that you're going to continue to do, Lord, and your people. And we just thank you so much that you're bringing in more good, godly leaders to our government, Lord, who know you and love you. Amen. I just pray for more to be able to win and their elections, Lord, and whatever they need for finances and getting the word out, and people that you could help use, Lord, to help them help us. And just thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen on that.
Amen.
I'd like to offer a prayer.
Yes.
Okay. We call to our Heavenly Father and to all the hosts of heaven to work with us to bring forth a renewed intensity and fervor for the protection of freedom, America's destiny as a nation, opposition to her divine plan, for the prevention of wars and calamities, especially as we go forth into the end of this year cycle. We also call for the restoration of respect for Christopher Columbus and all of our founding fathers and mothers.
Amen.
The attempt and activities to rewrite history and to make it politically correct, those things that are attempting to separate us from our true history as a nation and as our identity as a nation, so that the acceptance of globalism can be done more easily. This we call to be rectified by God's holy will, wisdom, and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I'd like to follow her. I'd like to follow her.
Sure.
I want people to hear this so they can pray this themselves. The Lord has shown me that the spirit of division has come to our nation because of our last president, because he brought Islam into play. And we know that they are against everything American, everything not Islam, we know. And we know that it brings murder and it brings hate and it brings division and strife. We know that the Holy Spirit has come from that principality and from that Middle East. The Lord has shown me that those spirits of power switched to the U.S. and opportunity came. From behind us, now it's coming back. And you said it was because the enemy had switched our principality. And so we have to, I want to ask everybody to pray that we can pray that that spirit of that the principality from the Middle East will be removed from our White House, removed from our nation. Amen. We repent from what the hate is. We repent from what the racism is. We repent from what the strife is. Father, of murder. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you allow our headship to be switched completely to Donald Trump. We thank you that you brought him in. And we command that spirit, this principality from the Middle East that came with Obama, because he was ahead and legally he could do it. That spirit came with him. And Lord, we bind that spirit now, and we command it to leave our nation. We command that nation that flowed, that spirit that flowed through our nation of hatred and racism and division and strife to leave our nation. In Jesus' name, we reject you. We reject you as head of this nation. We reject you of any part of this nation. We thank you this nation is a Christian nation. We are a Christian nation, and our spirit is of love.
I'm back on. Sorry, I got cut off.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of love and peace, your Holy Spirit, to reign over this nation again, Father, in Jesus' name, to start with Donald Trump and to flow through the body. We thank you for anointing him with your spirit, Father, mightily, in Jesus' name, and raising up the Christian body in this church again. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. In every country.
Amen.
Amen. Every country,
amen.
Bring them up in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead. I'm done.
Great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord.
Okay. Richard, would you like to finish off the prayer here for us, please?
Yeah. Let me go. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for being with us on this prayer call. Father, we give only you the glory, Lord God. We thank you for being a personal God. We thank you for being a loving God. We thank you for being our best friend 24/7, Lord God. We all other friends fail, Lord God. You're always with us, Lord God. For this, we're always grateful. Father, I pray for my forgiveness of my sins, Lord God, for being quiet when I should speak up, for not doing what I need to do, Lord God, to advance the kingdom of heaven. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you'll bring us together as a Christian nation again, Lord God, as one body instead of all these divisions, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, so on and so forth, Calvary Chapels. We don't need the politics, Lord. We know that we only need your Holy Scriptures, and I only need you, our Lord and Savior. Father, we know that we have put too many politics into religion. We need to get back with being simple again, Lord God, focusing on your Holy Scriptures and on you instead of on the politics and on the fake religion, Lord God, where it brings in too much pride. Father, I pray, Lord God, for Donald Trump. Father, there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot on the line right now with what's going on with North Korea. Lord, we pray for Donald Trump that he'll make all the right decisions, Lord God, when it comes to all these enemies that we're facing today. We also lift up this leader, this young leader of North Korea. I can't pronounce his name, but Father, we pray, Lord God, that he'll keep his hand off the button, Lord God, that he won't start blowing up nukes, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would give this young leader wisdom, Lord. We pray for his salvation, Lord God. We pray for a change of heart in this man. Father, we pray for our country, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that you stop these people who's killing our babies and these abortion factories, these clinics, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that you change the hearts of our country, Lord God, to stop using abortion for birth control, and start putting some wisdom into these people that's into self-centeredness, Lord God. Start with me, Lord God. Father, please keep me out of self-centeredness. Please keep me on the right path, Lord God, to help others, and especially to help this country, Lord. Father, we thank you for this prayer call, and I just pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you all. Thank you for joining us. Larry Nichols will have a prayer call with the same numbers and the same code number at 10 o'clock. And I just want to alert you to that if you want to join at that time, too. God bless you. We'd love to have you, because there's power in numbers.
What time zone is that?
He is in the central time zone, so I think somebody said it was.
Yeah. 10 o'clock Pacific, and it's 12 noon Central, 1 o'clock.
There you go.
No.
You know, I'd like to say also, Michael, how much that all of us on this call appreciate you, and our prayers are with you on a daily basis, Michael, for your leadership and the kindness that you exhibit to everyone who prays on these calls. For those of you that this is your first call, Michael is an incredible person that God has anointed to do exactly this right now. And
I believe
it's just such a blessing. I can't begin to tell everyone and share with you how much. And I would ask you all to join me on a daily basis to pray for Michael and his leadership as we go forward with everything. And, Michael, we just love you, brother.
I love you all, too. Everybody brings tears to my eyes when I hear you crying and crying out to God, because I know it's personal and it's from your heart, and that moves my heart to even draw closer to God and to find what the Holy Spirit wants us all to concentrate on. And just remember that tomorrow we'll meet again. We meet every Thursday at 9 o'clock Pacific time. You're welcome to come back and join us then. I know some of you already do that. And so just God bless you all. Go in peace of the Lord. Be blessed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive the divine healing that Jesus will touch us with right now. And also everything that you need, turn towards him, and he will give you that which is needed today. Mm-hmm. I pray this in Jesus' name, and I bless you all. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless all of you.
Lord bless you.
And it gets greater later.